This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Julian Baya, J-U-L-I-A-N-N-E-B-A-I-A, date of birth 04-29-1952, date of appointment May 6, 2025, requesting physician George Weiss, G-E-O-R-G-E-W-E-I-S. Dear Dr. Weiss, I have the pleasure of seeing Julian Baya today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's a 73-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was in St. Mary's Hospital in the last week of April. She was admitted because of symptoms of room was spinning, body was heavy, left side was weak, she was seeing double. She was having dizziness, nausea, and one time she was vomited out. CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck were negative. Echocardiogram done shows ejection fraction 65% to 70%. MRI of the brain done, which shows a small sub-centimeter region of DWI hyperintensity in the right dorsal aspect of the brain stem at the medullopontine junction, could be artifactual. Although possibility of a small recent infarct is not excluded. Today, she went home in a stable condition. She was taking aspirin 81 milligram daily, clopidogrel 75 milligram PO daily, and pravastatin 40 milligram PO daily. Today, she is here in my office for follow-up. Her double vision gone away, spinning has stopped, a little bit nauseous. Past medical history of breast cancer, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, colonic polyp, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, bilateral mastectomy, bariatric surgery, allergy to cytoxin, please rewrite again, allergy to cyclophosphamides, latex, medications, aspirin 81 milligram daily, clopidogrel 75 milligram daily, lisinopril, meclizine, amlodipine, fluticasone, metformin, multivitamin, pravastatin 40 milligram daily, propranolol. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drink one drink every week. She is retired, she is married, live with the husband, have no children, family history, mother deceased, diabetic, father deceased, diabetic and heart issue, one brother deceased, diabetic, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she was having headache, lightheadedness, trouble walking, double vision, nausea, vomiting, physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, current at time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes, upper extremity 2/4, lower extremity 0/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the left foot. Assessment and plan, 73-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, stroke. In the right dorsal aspect of the brain stem at the medullopontine junction. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to continue the aspirin, 81 mg PO daily, clopidogrel 75 mg PO daily, and pravastatin 40 mg PO daily. I will repeat the MRI of the brain. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.